Welcome to the NewsHour. It is exceedingly rare that a U.S. president would announce covert action publicly, but that is what President Trump did yesterday when he acknowledged a strike on a port facility in Venezuela. And today, media outlets reported it was the CIA that launched the drone strike on an alleged drug facility. It comes as the Trump administration is targeting not only drug smugglers across the region, but also Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro himself.
For months, the U.S. has built up the Caribbean's largest armada in half a century. 30 strikes on what the U.S. calls narco-terrorist drug boats, the latest in the Eastern Pacific just last night. The capture of two sanctioned Venezuelan oil tankers and the chasing of a third tanker that today reportedly requested Russian protection. And today, news the CIA reportedly launched a drone strike along the Venezuelan coast. The reported target, a storage facility operated by the transnational gang Tren de Aragua, which the Trump administration connects without public evidence to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats, and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
If the amount of drug trafficking comes down significantly in the Caribbean, and I think it must, the regime is going to have a lot less money to throw around.
Elliot Abrams was the first Trump administration special envoy for Venezuela and is today a senior fellow for the Council on Foreign Relations. He supports the pressure campaign that is targeting Venezuela's chief source of revenue as a way to weaken Maduro's grip on power and force him to step down.
The economy of Venezuela will get worse, and the finances of the Maduro regime will get worse, and that will increase public pressure and internal pressure in the regime. That at some point there are either mass demonstrations or somebody in the military acts, or the regime basically decides, we don't know how far Trump is willing to go with this. Let's make a deal now.
But the administration's critics argue the pressure campaign's tactics are illegal and its goals are imperialist.
It's straightforward territorial intervention. It's the kind of thing that was characteristic of the United States in the Caribbean region back in the beginnings of the 20th century.
Daniel Hellinger is a Webster University professor emeritus who says Maduro is not the threat that the U.S. alleges.
I don't think he's sort of the kingpin that they're trying to portray him to be. And Venezuela does not traffic in fentanyl to any significant degree, and that most of what comes out of Venezuela is more likely to be marijuana or cocaine. And even at that, doesn't even come towards the United States.
Imagining us people.
Maduro himself this week has been trying to laugh or sing past the pressure in between boasts and bravado.
Our military have a glorious history as emancipating, humanist, invincible warriors. Today, our armed forces are more prepared than ever to continue winning peace, sovereignty, and territorial integrity for our people.
And opponents of the Trump administration's policy predict that if Maduro is ousted, there'll be chaos.
Venezuela is a heavily armed society in the civilian sector. There are going to be parts of the Venezuelan military that will retreat into guerrilla warfare. And there's just a very dense population in Caracas where crime is a serious problem, and there's lots of firearms around. So it'll get messy.
The warnings that there will be civil war in Venezuela and massive amounts of violence, I think, are wrong. That if Maduro falls, Edmundo Gonzalez, who was elected last year, will become president. And the opposition is planning for that right now, and planning for what a democratic transition will look like. As long as the Maduro regime is there, we are not going to get its cooperation in reducing drug trafficking. You're going to see the continuing flow of migrants, 8 million now, and there's no reason that it can't go to 9 or 10 or 12 million over the coming years. And you're going to see continuing cooperation between the regime and Cuba, Iran, Russia, China.
Maduro has not acknowledged the alleged CIA strike, perhaps to avoid further escalation. But more confrontation is coming as the U.S. is promising more pressure.